Hello, it's the 21st of June, 2019. Today we have the Hierophant, or the Pope, and the Two of Swords, and the Ten of Wands. The river in Egypt, you know, denial. This is quite interesting. The overwhelming Ten of Wands, fire, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, Uranus, the Sun, is once again in the future position, shouldering and struggling with a load too heavy for one person to bear. Apparently, we didn't get the message the first time, so here it is again. It is important to realize that this is considered a successful card, being a 10, and the maximum of the suit that represents our passion and drive. This human has willingly and voluntarily taken on this burden, and hopefully he'll make it to wherever he's going with that heavy psychic load. In the future position, twice in a week, share the work, for heaven's sake. How much can one human handle? This is like a to-do list with 10 things on it every day. Good for you, you're getting it done, maybe, but your back is killing you and your knees are going out. In the past is the Hierophant, or Pope, number 5 of the major arcana, Taurus, Aries, Jupiter, Mars, and Venus, which we can consider the foundation of the matter. This is the card of conforming to tradition. The Pope sits up there with the right hand raised in blessing, 2 fingers up, 2 fingers down, as above, so below. This is the card of clairaudience, which is my jam. And the Pope, or any spiritual leader or guide or inspiration or teacher, listens for and answers a higher voice. Tradition. This is how it has always been, Grasshopper. Any reader who has been reading this may notice I've been reading around marriage cards, but one doesn't want to ruin a surprise, but they're there. The Hierophant is a card of traditional marriage, but in the past position, somebody may have already been there and done that. At present, we are in denial of what I cannot say. The Two of Swords we saw not too long ago in the future position, and here she is with us this very day, blindfolded, swords crossed protectively across his or her chest. And this is Air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, with Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. This lady or man is sort of a niece of the High Priestess, and I see the resemblance. The silent but knowing High Priestess is the voice within. Our Lady today, with her blindfold and swords, is shutting out all distractions so that a decision, probably requiring a serious commitment, can be made. This is very much a wait-and-see vibe, but an uneasy one. This is about whether to make a left or a right, so for now, we do neither. One of her swords points to the past, the other to the future. What would her High Priestess, who is also considered the female Pope, do? The Two of Swords also deals with guilt, shame, and things that may be too much for us to bear on our own that perhaps we feel we can't tell anyone. That burden will only get heavier.